I hate the constituents of mine that are all old people. Old people vote Conservative. Old people are slags. Why can't they just hurry up and die? I have dreams of them being mown down by trucks. And as for this idea that Diane Abbott, Fatty Abbott, is standing in at Prime Minister's Question Time, for God's sake, I mean, like, they're only doing it because she's black and it's Black History Month. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, why don't they get, like, the corpse of Bernie Grant? In fact, why don't they get Justin Trudeau and black him up? He'd make a better spokesman at Prime Minister's Question Time than that fat black cow. And as for Angela Rayner, I mean, God, this idea that you should have someone like working class like that as Deputy Prime Minister, I mean, it is unbelievable. No wonder she had to claim money for her earpods. You can't suck people off if you have earpods that have wires. That is a fact. And someone of Angela Rayner's background would know that. And you know what I mean? I mean, like, I just, like, as for that other guy, what's his name? Marshall, did he come to the meeting? Yeah, he sounds like a bit of a sneaky to me. Sounds a bit too sneaky, you know what I mean? Anyway, I'd better practice for the old speech. Ageism, racism, anti-Semitism, sexism have no place in our society. Trans women are real women. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I'd like to talk about the rather interesting phenomenon of a Labour health minister having to resign on the grounds that in a WhatsApp chat he basically said most of the things that I just satirised there. This health minister, of course, has been revealed to be a complete hypocrite, Mr. Andrew Gwynne. And I want to make it clear that we really shouldn't be surprised by this, because all of the data, all of the studies that I have found indicate that a lot of these left-wing people, they don't really mean anything they say. They don't mean what they say. They say the right thing in public because it is useful to do so, and their views behind the scenes are, shall we say, a rather more robust manifesto. But before I do that, could I ask you a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? It really, really helps if you do that. Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you hit the bell button? Could you share the video? Could you leave a comment for the algorithm, you understand? And also, could you subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most based stuff, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put my live streams, which are Mondays at 7 o'clock. And where if you like what I do, then I'd be very grateful if you could support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, Andrew Gwynne, Labour Health Minister, has been forced to resign because of a private WhatsApp chat. This doesn't surprise me in any way at all. In the old days, long ago, I used to occasionally attend cultural anthropology conferences, or I was a cultural anthropologist. And cultural anthropology is known to be the most woke, the most left-wing subject that you could possibly imagine. I mean, these are the kinds of people that will do presentations on their own feelings about their own feelings about their own feelings. These are the kind of people that will, you know, it boggles the mind, some of the nonsense that they do presentations on and how woke infested it is. So they would do these presentations where they would talk about, you know, interracial this and that, or they would talk about diversity, or they would talk about the idea that there's no such thing as objective truth, and that we should dance between different kinds of truth, and that tribal truth is as objective and as important as Western truth, and that the idea that there's such a thing as objective truth is just Western racism, and all of this kind of stuff. But then behind the scenes, I mean, once the conference was over for the day, and if you go to academic conferences, you will note that what you have is the presentations and stuff, and then you just, everyone gets pissed later on in the day. I mean, that's really what it's about. Then I found that a lot of them would present a rather more robust manifesto. I remember one of them in particular, whose area of research was something like feminism among Indian women as expressed via the alteration of saris or something, telling me how much she was at a university in Scandinavia and that she had to share a house with people that were Chinese, and she went into detail about how she hated the Chinese, basically, and how disgusting they were. And I went on and on and on about this, how just dreadful the Chinese are. And other people were there, and they laughed. Had she done that on the platform, had she done a sort of a eugenics thing where she'd argued there's some problem with the Chinese race, then of course everyone would have been appalled. But behind the scenes, when they're drunk, and when you're drunk, by the way, you do become more right-wing, because if you're left-wing and it's fake, then your genuine views will come through, you know, your inhibitions will go when you're drunk. And then she had a rather more robust manifesto. Now, this is the same with left-wing people in general. There was a study, Moss and O'Connor, which found that left-wing people, compared to right-wing people, are high in narcissism and Machiavellianism. Now, what does that mean? Narcissism means you are entitled, you think you are perfect and important, and you like praise. You enjoy people telling you that you're great. How do you achieve people telling you that you're great? You adopt the current thing, you adopt the current system, and then you the current acceptable thing, i.e. wokeness, and then you competitively signal it so that you're even more woke, so that you attain even more praise, even more narcissistic supply. That is what you will do in public, but it may well not, because it will get you praise, but it's not necessarily what you genuinely think, and it's not what you will do in private with close friends. Even more obvious, then, is Machiavellianism. This was also associated with being left-wing, not with being right-wing, with being left-wing. What is Machiavellianism? Machiavellianism is that you desire power. You desire power, you desire to be in charge, and you are prepared to manipulate people towards that end. You also see people as a means to an end. Everything is to do with getting power. You do things in order to attain power. If you are desirous of power in a highly woke society, then obviously what you will do again is competitively signal wokeness, overtly be woke. But you won't be woke among friends. In fact, you may feel that among friends you should be exactly the opposite. You want to manipulate them. You want them to like you. So if you want to have power over them. So if you know that they're not particularly woke, they don't particularly mean these things, as you don't, then of course you will do quite the opposite. You will perhaps competitively signal your anti-wokeness with them. You will be as extreme in your mocking of wokeness as possible in order to manipulate them, in order to keep them as friends, and perhaps in order to seem honest, I don't know. And that's exactly what he's done. I mean, Andrew Quinn is based. I mean, he's gone there. He knows the truth. He's seen that. Of course, it's a nonsense to have Diane Abbott, one of the most incompetent politicians in Parliament, who can't even do basic mathematics. Of course, it's absurd to have her at Prime Minister's Questions. And she's only there because she's black. How ludicrous to have her there because she's black. But yet they did, standing in for Jeremy Corbyn. And so he mocks this, and he mocks it to an extreme degree. Witty. I mean, he's obviously very intelligent, and he's able to come out with, you know, brilliant jokes, make connections. The corpse of Bernie Grant, who was one of the first black member of parliament, well, alongside Abbott, who died in the year 2000. Witty. The idea, he talks about Desmond Swain and Justin Trudeau. Have them instead. Why? Well, because they've both blacked up, you see. And he's making this person behind the scenes laugh, and he's therefore manipulating this person, and he's making this person like him, and he will therefore be able to, you know, that person will be useful for him in the future. Likewise, you know, the idea as well, it's almost like they know that they're hypocritical and they don't care. It's sort of thickness among thieves. They know it's the case. With Angela Rayner, you're meant to say, oh, isn't it a wonderful story? Angela Rayner, she's working class. She's from this difficult background. She dropped out of school at 60 with no qualifications, and she was pregnant, and she's made her way up and whatever. Whereas everyone knows, really, that this is the Chav minister, that this woman is a slapper. He is mocking that fact by talking about how she claimed on expenses, parliamentary expenses, for earpods that didn't have wires, claiming that, well, you know, she couldn't. How can you give a blowjob if you've got wires on the earpods? It's very, very difficult. And she would know that. He shared a joke about that on this WhatsApp group, which was somehow been hacked or been leaked. And similarly, again, this idea that it's all anti-Semitism, there's no place in it, modern Britain. But that's not what they think, really. And so what this is highlighting is the Machiavellianism of the left. They are not genuine, or very few of them are genuine people. There is that. There is another study which has found that left-wing people are basically just prepared to lie, no matter what, in order to get power, in a way that right-wing people are not. And there's another study which shows that although left-wing people will claim very, very strongly that they believe in racial equality, this is an American study, in reality, they don't. And this is demonstrated by the fact that they talk down They talk down to people. They talk down to black people. They change their register, thus implying they believe.
Are you ready for the future of the West?